morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful day, great day for the fall season. A little bit on the cloudy side here in Kennebunk, Maine, but a great day to get your outside activities done while we can and prepare for the arrival of winter. You know, it doesn't seem that it's that far away, but it is. And today with the change of hours, I'm sure that you've noticed a big, big difference. The sky is bright. And you'll really notice that the hours change. At supper time will probably be dark by 4 o'clock this time, a little later on. But time has changed, and that's going to give you some additional time to get some work done early in the morning. Makes it easier for you going to work, because when you get up, it's already bright, easier to drive to work, more difficult coming home. So get your work done, because the days of when I get home from work, I'll rake a few leaves. That is over. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And this time of the year, it's still not too late to plant your spring flowering bulbs. Things like tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, can all be planted still at this time of the year. It, you know, even though where you live, if you live in Presque Isle, Maine, if you live in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, where it's a lot colder than where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and a lot warmer down towards Cape Cod or in the south, there's still time to plant spring flowering bulbs. And I have planted daffodils on Christmas Day, many years ago. The ground hadn't thawed. I put them in the ground. I found them. I had bought them early. The flowers were still in bloom. So I took my bulbs and put them in my tool shed, waiting for the frost to come. The frost was late. I got busy. I forgot all about it. And even on Christmas Day, I went to throw all of the gift wrappings into the trash. Found the bulbs. When the kids were playing with their toys, Dad was out in the garden, and they bloomed beautiful. So if you're visiting a garden center or a nursery, the feed and grain store, and you're finding some bulbs, it's not too late to plant. Now, the other thing that you can do, this is the time that you can pot some of these bulbs, bring them into the house for flowering during February and March. Big bulbs, hyacinths, tulips, daffodils, if you pot them up now, just regular old plastic pots, you can use soil from your garden, you can use bagged potting soil. If you pot them up now, give them a good drink of water, put them in your garage, in a tool shed, someplace where it's going to stay cold. If you have a deck, you can put them underneath your deck in the pots, cover the pots with some straw or some salt marsh hay, and leave them there for the winter. But you can pot them up, put them on the floor in your garage, and leave them there. Big bulbs, tulips, daffodils, and hyacinths, they need 16 weeks. So you pot them up today. You have November, December, January, February, first, second week in March. You bring those bulbs into your house, give them a little bit of heat near a windowsill, and they will come into bloom in about 2 weeks after you take them out of cold storage. So your bigger bulbs take 16 weeks. Your smaller bulbs, crocuses, grape hyacinths, scilla, they can come into bloom in 12 weeks. So if you pot up those bulbs today, November, December, January, during February, you can bring them out, put them on your windowsill, give them a little water, they'll come right back to life, and you'll have color during the month of February inside your house. So crocuses, inexpensive. Daffodils, all of your little bulbs are inexpensive. Now, there is a miniature daffodil called Tete-a-Tete, T-A-T-E, T-A-T-E, Tete-a-Tete. And it's an inexpensive, small-sized daffodil. Will only grow about 6 inches tall. Produces a flower that looks just like its larger counterpart. And this daffodil, Tete-a-Tete, can be forced to bloom in 12 weeks. So if you're going to a garden center to pick up a rake, to clean up the yard, buy some bulbs, plant some in your garden to give you a little bit of color early on, and then pot up some. Any old plastic pots that you have that geraniums came in, so a 4-inch pot, you can put all of your small bulbs, grape hyacinths, scilla, chionodoxa, your miniature daffodils, can all be planted in 4-inch containers, and you put 5 or 6 bulbs per pot. Your larger bulbs, use a 6-inch container, and you're going to put 7 bulbs in a pot. Fill them with soil, give them a good drink, just keep them on the floor in your garage or in your tool shed, no heat, and they'll do very, very well. And then when you get them blooming, you can replant those into your gardens, and they will continue to bloom the following year. So a lot of the nurseries right now are getting ready to put the bulbs away for the year because they're getting ready for Christmas, Thanksgiving. So if you find them on sale, buy some extra, pot them up. They work very, very well. 1 year, we had no place to put them. Didn't have a garage. Tube shed was full. We had an old dog house and no dog. And I potted up my bulbs. I put them into the dog house, covered the entrance so that the snow wouldn't get inside. And in February, I went into the dog house that was outside, dug around the snow, pulled out some pots. And what I had done, and you can do the same thing, on the side of the plastic pot, you write down what it is. So if it's crocus, write crocus. That way you know when you pull that pot out what you're getting. And try an assortment of things. Little bulbs like that are relatively cheap. And at this time of the year, they're less expensive. They'll do very, very well, and it will help you to get through the late days of winter and to get you excited about the arrival of spring. So pick up some bulbs. It will make you feel a lot better. Plants in your yard that need to be conditioned now. Hydrangea, rose bushes, they need to be conditioned at this time of the year. This week is Veterans Day week, and Thursday is Veterans Day. And I use that great holiday to celebrate our troops, the people that made it possible for us to be here. I celebrate them by going to the cemetery, putting a flag down, putting a nice evergreen basket, and it's a time of the year to prepare for the arrival of winter. You know, pretty soon it's going to be too cold. We won't have a chance to get outside again. So while the weather is nice where you live, get outside and put the gardens to bed. And hopefully you have most of that work is done by now. Get it done now. It will mean a lot less of a problem with diseases and insects next spring. Fall cleaning gives you a much, much better garden. Well worth the effort. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Has fall arrived in Minnesota yet?
Fall has arrived, and it has produced a cold for me, so I am okay with that. I like the fall. However, I'd like it to keep its colds to itself.
Yeah, when the weather changes, the whole body is slow to change with it also.
Well. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Christine from Exeter, New Hampshire, who has a question about rhododendrons.
Christine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have some rhododendrons that have been in the ground probably 8 years now. Mm-hmm. I fertilize them in spring and fall with polytone, but they just keep getting wider and not higher.
What are they? Are they a white variety?
No, they're a pink variety.
They're a pink variety, so they're getting wider, but not any height on them. Well, I mean, there are so many varieties of rhododendrons. They all grow to certain height limits, and traditionally your white will stay a lot smaller. The only thing that I can suggest, height, because of the way that plant is made, will not get that much taller. But you could try pruning the sides of the plants when it finishes blooming. So right around the edges, if you see that it's getting ready to make some new growth, pinch off all of the new growth. You don't have to remove the new growth, remove the growth of the plant. But if the first 6 to 8 inches all the way around the edges, pinch off the new growth as it begins to form, and allow the new growth on the top of the plant to develop normally, and that will prevent it from getting wider, but help it to get taller. Each plant will grow to specific heights and widths, and there's nothing that we can do other than to prune the sides to prevent the sides from getting wider. And that way, you'll still continue to have the green leaves visible to give you that nice mound shape. If you remove the sides, it's going to make the plant look like it has a lot of woody stems. And you'll lose the beautiful appearance of soft green foliage on the lower portion of your plant. So just remove the growth as it forms coming out of the side of the plant that will prevent it from getting wider. That way all the energy will go to the top of the plant to help it to get a little bit taller. But other than that, Christine, there's not much that you can do. Again, you know, everybody grows a different height, a different weight, and that's in the genes of that particular plant. But by doing what I just explained, that will help a little bit. Thank you. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Maureen from Newburyport, Massachusetts, who has a question about potted plants.
Maria, good morning.
Hello?
How can we? Yes, good morning. How can we help you with your potted plants?
Yes, well, we had some work done at our house this summer, and we needed to dig up all of our plants that were in the garden. And we dug them up just, you know, as you said, and put them in pots, and they were they got light, but they're away from the weather. They're underneath the second floor deck, and they're doing fine. But we still haven't been able to put them back in the ground, and we probably won't be until the earliest would be early December. And we're wondering, can we plant them at that point, or should we try to overwinter them and plant them in the spring?
And okay.
There's some climbing hydrangea, rainbow leucophylla, peony, a lot of iris, and daylilies, you know, so perennials and shrubs.
Okay. What I would suggest you do is this. Anything that is a perennial that loses all of its foliage and goes dormant, leave it right where it is. Because by putting it in the garden now, you're not going to help it anyway. You're better off to leave it where it is. It's secure, it's sheltered, it's safe. Anything that's broadleaf evergreen, if it's been there this long, leaving it there until next spring will be a big help. But what I want you to do is get a bag of pine bark mulch and pour some mulch around the container so that when the ground freezes, the root ball in a plastic pot that it's in will stay frozen.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Maria about moving plants during December. During December, if you live in the northern third or half of the country, you're better off to wait, because at that time of the year, you know, the ground is possibly will be frozen. If it's not, the weather is still very, very cold, and you're not going to do the plant a favor by possibly sticking it in, you know, the middle of the yard or someplace where the exposure is going to be really rough on it. So any of your broadleaf evergreens, keep them in the sheltered location. Like you said, you had them underneath your deck up against the house itself. That's going to protect it from the wind. It will prevent moisture loss. And I think it'll be fine right there. I would prefer that you keep it there. If it's really exposed, and if any of you have planted new plants that retain the foliage, broadleaf evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, holly, and they've been put in the last 60 days, I recommend that you use an anti-desiccant, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And this is a liquid wax, and you apply it when the temperatures are above freezing. You apply it directly on the foliage. It will dry, and it creates layers of like bed sheets that protects the plant against dehydration. It plugs up all of the pores. some water cannot escape your plant, and that way your plants are nice and green when spring arrives. So think about that. And we thank you for the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joe from Cape Cod, who has a question about garlic.
Joe from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I want to know if I can plant supermarket garlic today in the ground.
Okay. I planted some garlic 2 weeks ago, and I went into the garden yesterday, because normally you have to put it in during September, and I forgot about it. I planted it 2 weeks ago, and it's beginning to make roots. The garlic that you buy in the supermarket, especially the ones in the boxes, have been treated with a product to prevent it from sprouting. Now, that product will eventually wear out, but it's something that when the bulb is in contact with the soil, and being that you live on Cape Cod, where your fall season is a lot longer than where I live in Maine, you have a good chance. So buy the loose garlic, not the box, okay? And you use the outer row of clove, not the inside ones, just the row along the outside of the bulb. Push it in the ground. It wants to be covered with 2 inches of soil, so you're going to push it in the ground 3 inches. Put some compost in there. If your soil is sandy, you need organic matter to help retain moisture and keep it around it. And then the other thing that would help, being that it is late, if you could put a couple of inches of straw or salt marsh hay, even a little bit of seaweed, just to help to hold the moisture and the heat in the ground for maybe another couple of weeks, that will help the plant to produce a root system. It does make a big, big difference. So get the loose garlic, not the box. The bigger the garlic cloves, the better. Plant them with some organic matter, no fertilizer. And then once they're in, a good drink of water, and then a couple of inches of straw or salt marsh hay, and that will create like a blanket that will hold the heat in the ground that much longer, because it is late. Again, normally it's done during September, and here we are, first week into November. But you're on Cape Cod, so you have a little bit longer growing season than people that live Boston North. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose at this point. But again, they are treated with a product that prevents it from sprouting. Potatoes, onions, sweet potatoes are all treated with the same product. It does wear out after a time, but it helps to prevent it and to keep them fresh while they're in the supermarket. But get them in the ground. That chemical that's put on there will break down much faster in the ground than it would in your refrigerator to use for cooking. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
This is Pat from Maine, who has a question about an endless summer hydrangea.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I have a question about an endless summer hydrangea. Did really well for 5 years. Then we had that killing frost in May this year. Should I do any more prep to this before next spring?
The only thing that you want to do with your blue or your pink hydrangea is wait until it really, really gets cold out. And then you can put around the plant some straw or some pine needles. If you want to get to it today and put it out of your mind, get pine bark mulch, which is dense, and create a mound of bark mulch about 12 to 15 inches high and about 15 to 18 inches wide, so it looks like a big mushroom. And that will help to insulate the plant during the cold of winter. Do not prune hydrangea ever in the fall. The only hydrangea that you can prune are the white balls called Annabelle. They bloom during June, July, but it's a round ball and it's white. And the PG, which blooms during August, September, and October, and that's cone shape. But your blue or your pink hydrangea should never be pruned in the fall. The only thing that I would suggest that you do is to remove the flowers. Take some pruners just below the dead flower. Cut that bloom off. The reason is if we get some ice or some heavy snow, it will accumulate on the bloom. It will get heavy. The branch will bend and possibly break. If you remove the flower, the snow falls, the ice falls, and your stems do not bend over and break. Now, if you lived, let's say, on Cape Cod, the rodents are still active right now. And if you make a mound of pine needles or straw, because they're still active, they can move in to that mound of soft material that you're using as winter protection and create a problem. They would eat the branches during the winter. So if you want to do it today, use heavy material, soil from your garden, or bark mulch. That they won't bother. If you want to use pine needles or straw, get it so that you have it. And then when we get to closer to Thanksgiving, by then the rodents have found a place to live, then you can use soft material around it. But again, mulch it, no pruning. The time to prune a hydrangea is in the spring when you start to see the buds develop on the branches made this year. So it's going to look like sticks coming out of the ground. You prune to control the height of the plant. And this year, hydrangeas all over have grown much bigger. I was on Cape Cod several times this year, and on Cape Cod, the hydrangeas are much, much bigger than they've been in many years. And a lot of them are in the 4 to 5 foot height. That's very uncommon for a blue hydrangea or a pink hydrangea. So you do the pruning in the spring, never ever in the fall. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Norris from Worcester, Mass., who has a question about a geranium.
Well, good morning, Morris. How can we help you with your geraniums?
Oh, hi, Paul. Last fall, I got 4 geraniums in a planter when my folks moved down to Florida for good. Mm-hmm. And about this time, I think I just put them in a dark, cold place in the cellar and left them alone. I took them out this spring and put them outside and gave them some Miracle-Gro. And 3 of them survived. And I was wondering, is that the best way to do that again? Just put them down cellar and forget about them? Or
well, you've got,
take them
you've got
mm-hmm.
You've got two ways. The first way that would guarantee that they would survive the winter, all of them, is to bring them in the house and put them in a window area. It doesn't have to be south-facing. It can be a north-facing window. And what you would do is you would bring them in. You'd cut them back by about a third or more and feed them like you do any other house plant, and they'll do very, very well for you. If you're limited on space, which most of us are for window space, this is something my Aunt Ruth used to do every year. She would take all of her window boxes, put them into her garage, and her garage was underneath her house. But the cellar stayed cold. She would put them right in the basement, into the garage area, where there was basically no heat. The basement stayed 45 to 55 degrees, and she would not water them at all. She just put them in there and said, "We'll see you in the spring." In late February, early March, she would bring them upstairs, clean all the dead leaves out, cut the plant in half, water, and it would come right back to life. And that way, by the time it was safe to put them into the yard, they were beautiful. So that you can do that. But if you put them in a cellar, put them on the floor, where it stays cold, and no matter what they look like, do not water. The stems will be solid, they'll retain the moisture, and if you can keep them cool, you will have pretty good luck. And 3 out of 4, you did excellent. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. We'll work together to help you with your garden. And if you're cleaning up the yard, take a look at the new Leaf Mate. It's a funnel that you put into those 30-gallon paper yard bags. When you put it in the bag, it prevents the bags from breaking. Plus, it's funnel-shaped, so it's easier for you to get your leaves, branches, and sticks into it. Go to their website, leafmate.com, and take a look at the video. And for those of you that do use those brown paper bags, it does make filling them a lot easier. And if you live in Billerica, O'Connor True Value has some in stock. In Stoneham, Round Hardware has them in stock. But check out the website, leafmate, MATE.com. Don, who's up next?
This is Sherry from Oakland, Maine, who has a question about asparagus.
Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I'm calling because I'm not real sure what I should do with my asparagus. I've got a book that was written back in about 1985, and that says at this time of year I should cut all my asparagus down to the ground and let it go until next spring. But then the directions that I got with the asparagus when I bought it this year tell me that I should leave it until next spring and then cut it down. So tell me what I should do, please.
Okay. My dad always grew asparagus, and it's a wonderful, especially if you can pick them and eat them the same day. The flavor is incredible. But once you've had a good hard frost, and the foliage has begun to change color from green to yellow, as soon as you see it's turning yellow, cut it flush to the ground and get it out of your garden. Put it in your compost pile. And then what my dad always did is he would buy a bag of cow manure and he would spread a bag or two right over where all the asparagus was. And that way, every time it rained, the rain would wash all of the juices of the cow manure slowly into the ground, and that bed of asparagus was fed in the late fall and into the winter until the ground froze. And that way, when spring came, they had been fed and they were ready to go. The reason that you want to get everything out, if you had any insects or any fungus problems, if you allow them to spend the winter in your garden, the eggs or the disease spores are on that foliage. Once it begins to shatter and fall, and if you look at the asparagus foliage, it's tiny needles. And you don't want those needles to fall on the ground because they could contain eggs that would become a problem next year. So as soon as they change color, cut flush to the ground, put them in your compost pile, and that way you're removing potential insects or diseases that were left on your plant to continue the cycle of problems in your garden. And that's why it's so important that you clean your garden every single fall. Get the fungus, get the diseases out of there for less of a problem. And put some manure. It does make a big, big difference. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Linda from Maine, who has a question about lilacs.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Back in September, I got pretty sick, and had to stay in bed. And then 1st of October, I had a couple of... I bought some reblooming lilacs that arrived in the mail.
Okay.
And a few days after I got the clean bill of health from the doc, I ended up in a cast. And so I've been in a cast now for 5 weeks. And in the last, about 2 weeks ago, my reblooming irises that I had ordered arrived. And so the lilacs and the irises are not in the ground.
Okay, what you want to do, Linda, is get somebody to pot them for you. Because most likely they came either bare root or in a very small container. Put them in a larger container with potting soil. The lilacs are going dormant, so just put them in your garage or in your tool shed for the winter. And in the spring, when you feel better and you're out of the